The United States has announced it's withdrawing its forces from northern Syria to make way for Turkey's offensive against Kurdish forces. But the Kurds have made a deal to let Syria's government take over the cities under its control in a bid to stop the Turkish advance. It means the Syrian government of President Bashar al-Assad will reclaim large areas of Syria, and that Syrian troops will be confronting Turkish soldiers and their rebel allies. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports from the Turkey-Syria border.
As Turkey advances, the United States is pulling back. Defence Secretary Mark Esper explains why to US network CBS.
We also have learned in the last 24 hours that the Syrian forces the Kurdish forces are looking to cut the SDF are looking to cut a deal, if you will, with the Syrians and the Russians to counterattack against the Turks in the north. And so what we find ourselves is we have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very untenable situation.
Syrian state television announced that government forces were moving into the town of Manbij as Kurdish troops withdraw. The main leadership of the armed forces announced that a few brigades of the Syrian Arab Army have entered Manbij, he says, and they've raised the flag of the Syrian Arab Republic. The deal appears to cede control of a large part of northern Syria to the government of President Bashar al-Assad. It sets up a confrontation between Turkish forces and their Syrian rebel allies with Syrian government troops. And then there's the question of the Islamic State prisoners being held by the Kurds. Former US Defense Secretary James Mattis says the instability is creating the conditions for a return of the Islamic State terrorist group.
ISIS is not defeated. We have got to keep the pressure on ISIS so they don't recover. We may want a war over. We may even declare it over. You can pull your troops out, as President Obama learned the hard way, out of Iraq. But the enemy gets a vote, we say in the military. And in this case, if we don't keep the pressure on, then ISIS will resurge. It's absolutely a given that they will come back.
Kurdish forces say hundreds of Islamic State supporters escaped from a jail, taking advantage of Turkish attacks. The conflict's already created a humanitarian crisis. Reem Nada from the World Food Programme says a growing number of people are being forced to flee.
The numbers are increasing. 130,000 people are already on the move. And we expect this number to continue to increase as the military clashes continue to escalate, as we see from people fleeing their homes and towns into Al-Hasakeh and Araka areas.
Turkey's also facing new allegations its troops have killed civilians. A number of people, including some journalists, were reported killed by an airstrike on a mixed convoy of Kurdish fighters and civilians travelling to the city of Ras Al Ain. It follows allegations Turkish-backed Syrian rebels executed prisoners, including a female politician, over the weekend. Many people remain in harm's way, except now they're caught between the Turkish advance and the Syrian government, which is accused of multiple war crimes throughout the civil war. From the Turkey-Syria border, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.